Chapter 20. Nori stood at the main door of the hall, staring at the chaos. It was all her fault. She had laid the trail of cranberries. She had taken the secret key to the skunk garden. Yes, Nori had tried to stop Lacey from letting the skunks out, but if Nori hadn't led Lacey to the skunk garden and basically spat the key straight at her, then the skunks would still be safe and sound. Oh, she had an idea for how she could help. She could flux into some flying animal, then fly up to the skunks and convince them to go down the slide. Yes, that would work, wouldn't it? Dritten. She would do Dritten. She took a deep breath and focused on fluxing. Pop, pop. She felt fur and paws forming. Now for a bit of dragon. Swoop, swoop. She had wings. They felt lighter than usual, but they were there. She could feel them. Okay, then she launched her body and flapped her wings, only she didn't fly. Was she tiny again? No, she could see that her kitten body was its usual size. Maybe she needed a running start? Dritten Nori ran down the center aisle, pumping, pumping, pumping those wings, but she couldn't get off the ground. Zamboozle, her wings weren't strong enough. She glanced over her shoulder. Oh, her kitten body was its usual size, but her wings were tiny, much smaller than usual. It seemed that Lacey was right about her magic fading at Sage. Tiny skunk, tiny bluebird, now tiny dragon wings. The whole Sage environment, with its rules upon rules, its mean table monitors, its uniforms, its super boring assemblies, its scolding teachers and narrow ideas about magic, was just too much. Nori felt hopeless. She popped back into her human self and found herself on her butt in the middle of the aisle. I hate this place, she wailed. Everything's all messed up and I can't get my magic to work and there's no way to fix any of it. Whoa, Andres said. He stood beside her in the aisle wearing his brick pack. You can figure out a solution. You always do. You're Nori Horace. Nori sniffled. Am I, Andres? Am I? Andres exhaled. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put whatever this is. He swirled his hands to indicate the messy and teary hopelessness of her. On the back burner. Right now, we're going to solve the skunk problem. He sounded so sure of himself. Nori hadn't felt sure of herself since starting at Sage. She nodded and dragged her hand under her nose. Can you still do skunk? Andres asked. I doubt it, Nori wanted to say. But no, being negative would only make things worse. Self-pity later, solution now. I think so, she said. It might be tiny, though.
Tiny will work. If you do skunk and I fly you up, Andres said, you can show the skunks how to go down the slide. Maybe they'll copy you.
Smart idea. Teamwork. Nori took another deep breath and then fluxed into skunk. Sure enough, it went tiny. She was the size of a teacup, but she didn't despair. Andres picked up tiny skunk Nori and slipped out of his brick pack. Up, up, up they flew, right to the beam where the skunks were losing their minds. Andres deposited tiny skunk Nori near the top of the slide. The real live skunks wouldn't let Andres touch them, but he hovered nearby and made encouraging remarks.
The slide won't be that cold, and it's just for a minute, and... Don't spray me, mister. I'm on your side. I want you to be nice and comfy back in your garden.
Nori inched her way onto the slide. The skunks were still looking wild. They were hopping from foot to foot, and their eyes were bugging out. It was only a matter of seconds before one sprayed the entire hall, or horrible, horrible, fell off and plunged to its death. Nori desperately needed them to follow her to safety.
Follow the leader, she tried to say with her paws. This is how it's done.
She shimmied onto the ice and,
oh, wow, was that cold on her bottom?
And, whee, she slid down, turning midway to see if the skunks were following. And one was. He really was.
It was Domino. And after Domino came Penguin. Woot! Come on, everyone. Follow Tiny Skunk Nori, your teacup-sized leader.
As she reached the bottom, Tiny Skunk Nori saw that someone had placed a cozy blanket-lined box at the base of the slide. Plop! She landed in it comfortably and quickly climbed out. Domino landed next, right into the box. He yawned and drowsily made his way to the corner and passed out. Penguin did the same. Nori wondered why, and then noticed her sister, Dahlia, hovering over the box. She was making the skunks sleepy. All 30 skunks slid down the slide one by one. All 30 skunks landed in the box and promptly fell asleep. Nori fluxed back into a girl. The disaster was over.
Gracious, Father said, flickering into view next to Nori. That was something. Where is that boy? Cohen, Mr. Cohen, where are you?
Elliot cleared his throat from a few feet away. Here?
Yes, you. The icing of the odors was quite impressive. Showed real initiative. And that slide. Well done with the slide.
Elliot turned pink.
Thank you, he mumbled.
And Nori?
Yes, Father, she asked.
Thank you for going up there. None of the other Fluxers thought to do it.
I couldn't have if Andres hadn't helped, Nori said. I tried to do Dritten and fly it myself, but...
Her words trickled off as her hopeless feelings trickled back in.
What I want to know, however, is how the skunks got out of the skunk garden in the first place, Father said. And cranberries? Who on earth was so foolish as to give them cranberries?
Nori's heart dropped from her chest to her stomach, and then from her stomach to her toes. She had never, ever meant for this to get so out of hand. There was an upside, though. Once she confessed to Father, she would be expelled for sure.
I was the foolish one, she said bravely. It was me